Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey everybody, welcome back to another week of Bluegrass Jam Along. This is your Bluegrass briefing for Monday the 11th of March 2024. So, first up, pod stuff. Last week, great interview with Ethan Sherman. I really enjoyed that. Fascinating. Really enjoyed his new record, really enjoyed the book. Enjoyed talking about both of those things. If you didn't hear the interview with Ethan, go and listen to that. That was a lot of fun. This week, maybe slightly delayed getting the interview episode out. I've got a couple of things I'm recording this week, but neither of them are done yet. First one's tomorrow night. So it may be that the interview doesn't make it out until Thursday. I will do my best to get it out on Wednesday, but it's a bit of a tight turnaround to record it on a Tuesday and get it out on Wednesday. But we will see. It's been busy. But that's not going to stop lots of great content coming. I've got some really good stuff lined up, and I'm looking forward to getting it all out. So stick around, keep your ears peeled, and I will let you know about those as and when they come. It can get a bit tricky sometimes getting this podcast out around a full-time job, but it's always possible, there's always a bit of time, and I will squeeze it in. So I will keep going. I know I've been promising you a new set of tunes on the podcast. I haven't quite got around to it. I'm getting so many people saying yes to interviews, it's sort of next week, then it's next week, then it's next week. I will get there. And let me know, I'm sort of cranking out the interviews in the moment, but tunes have taken a bit of a back seat. What do people want? Let me know. Email me, get in touch on social, whatever. It's just Matt at bluegrassjamalong.com. You can go to Instagram or Facebook or Threads. I'm there as well. If you want more tunes, let me know. I can make that happen, absolutely. The interviews are going down really well, so I'm just keeping doing them. But I would like to get back to getting some more tunes on there. But let me know. Do you have a preference? More tunes, more interviews, more of both? I don't mind. Let me know, and we will sort it out. But that is it. Let's crack on with the content. And the first thing up is Church Street News. And a couple of things to let you know about this week. First is the North Carolina Guitar Celebration, which is hosted by Brian Sutton, June 1st. It includes Del McCoury, Jerry Douglas, Watkins Family Hour, Chris Eldridge, Jake Workman, Courtney Hartman, Michael Daves, Charlotte Karavik, Barry Bales, Casey Dreesen. I should have had your attention about four names into that list. That's a cracking lineup. As always, it's part of the North Carolina Guitar Blue Ridge Guitar Camp that Brian does. But 1st of June, I will stick a link in the show notes. If you're in the area and can get to that, do go. Go and get your tickets. That looks fantastic. The other thing is another camp-related thing, actually. The Chris Thiele Acoustic Camp is back. It was in upstate New York last year. This year is Pacific Grove, California, from August 22nd to the 26th. Based on what was reported last year, it sounds amazing. Good music, good cocktails, good coffee, lots of good people. Chris Eldridge, Brittany Haas, Paul Coet, Noam Pikelny, Michael Daves, Ashley Hoyer, Julian Large, Sierra Hull is going to be there this year. I mean, it sounds like an extraordinary thing. I would love to be part of that, but it's a bit of a trek for me, so I will not be. But if you can get to Pacific Grove, California, from August the 22nd to the 26th, do go to the Chris Thiele Acoustic Camp, because that sounds like an astonishing experience. North Carolina Guitar Celebration and the Thiele Acoustic Camp are this week's bits of news. Let us move on to The Grass Is New. And The Grass That Is New this week. There's a new single from Volume 5 called We Just Disagree on Mountain Fever Records. It's a track that was originally recorded by Dave Mason, but Volume 5 have just put a version of that out, which is great, and it's on the Grass Is Mostly New playlist. So go and have a listen to that. And having put out the interview with Ethan Sherman last week, his record Passages is out now. Go and have a listen. There's some stuff from that in the playlist as well, but it's a great record. I really, really enjoyed it. Just really good stuff. Do go and check that out as well. So that's the Volume 5 track We Just Disagree and the Ethan Sherman record. And when I say playlist, for those of you who don't know, There's a link in the show notes to a playlist called The Grass is Mostly New 2024. And basically, as these bluegrass briefings go on and the year goes on, I just stick a couple of things in every week and we accumulate a nice sort of running playlist of lots of new stuff and the occasional old bit as well. It's just a nice way of sort of filling our ears with some new music and seeing what's going on in the world of bluegrass and string band music. But that is the new release stuff for this week. Which leads us on to Scroll On Buddy, which is something that I have spotted on social media. And it's not necessarily string band related, but it's music related and artist related. And I noticed there's a new music streaming bill in the States, which is aiming to boost streaming royalties for artists. And it's an interesting one because this has been a debate that's rolled on for a long time, how people can make money out of streaming and the sort of income streams, no pun intended, that musicians have these days. And a couple of US representatives have introduced a bill to Congress working alongside the Union of Musicians and Allied Workers. And they've got a proposal that basically means that a 10% cut of streaming platforms' non-subscription revenue from things like ads would go to artists. But also that there'd be a extra bit on the subscription that the users would pay that would go to the artists to increase the revenue. I'll put some links to a couple of places that's been reported, and you can have a look and see what you think, have a read. I think it's an ongoing debate about how people make money out of music these days, and I think it's a tricky world for musicians. But at the same time, you know, I make a podcast, I understand how it is to make content and people expect it without necessarily paying for it. We've got a different sort of world these days. You know, if I expected people to pay to download this podcast, I probably wouldn't have that many listeners. So it's an interesting conversation, and, you know, I'll put a couple of links to how that's been reported. You can have a read and see what you think. But that is what I spotted this week, and I just thought it was interesting. So all really remains is just for me to sort of point out something that I've been listening to this week. And I've been listening to Baylor Flex Drive album, which is not new at all. In fact, it's pretty old by the standards of stuff we talk about on this podcast. And I listened to it a bit last year. It's one of those records that I was hoping to do a sort of anniversary special on because Drive turned 35 last year. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't get hold of the people I needed to talk about it. And maybe we'll do something at some point in the future. It doesn't always have to be like a nice round number for that to work. But just spotted it on the shelf last week and pulled it down, and just, it's a great record. There's so much melody on there and so much like interesting stuff, and just such a cool bunch of musicians. I'm sure you all know it, but if you don't, do go and check out Baylor Flex Drive. It's sort of the first part of the trilogy that culminated with My Bluegrass Heart, I guess. And it's in some ways maybe a slightly more open textured record than My Bluegrass Heart, which is quite dense when you first listen to it, maybe. I don't know. They're different and they're very similar, and I love it, and I've been listening to it again quite a lot. But let me know what you've listened to. What should I have in my ears next week? What can you recommend to me that I can pass on to other people? What might I have missed? Could be a classic album, could be a new album, could be anything. But that's it. One final thing, actually. Bluegrass Jam Along turned 3 last week. And it's just a lovely moment of reflection of just thinking, wow, this strange little project that I started in the middle of lockdown when COVID was going on, that involved sticking a mic in a wardrobe in my bedroom and recording things as sort of simply as I could with one microphone and no equipment. And 3 years later, I still have one microphone and a tiny bit more equipment, but just, it's been astonishing. I've interviewed some of my absolute musical heroes. I've made some new musical heroes. I've met some people, chatted some people, went to IBMA. Like, I feel like I'm part of the little world of bluegrass in a way that I couldn't even have dreamed of 3 years ago. And it's all because people like you listen to this. So thank you for listening to these. Thank you for downloading, jamming along, listening, whatever it is you do. It's really appreciated. I've had a wonderful 3 years making this podcast, and I intend to have many, many more of them. But that's it. I'll see you next time. Have a great week and happy picking. Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.